Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Okay, so I want to kick off the show talking about the car flirter missed connections that we had from Friday. Remember the lady Tori who said, can I just say this? I'm flirting with the car driving next to me, but the bad thing is I don't know if it's a guy or girl driving. Ooh, he just got off at the Fort Knox exit. Must be a sexy military man. Hashtag missed connections.
Okay, so we, it was a little bit of a roller coaster. We were sure, and then we kind of decided, and then, oh no. Yeah,
so
we lost
it. Didn't have any sort of missed connections update with that listener. The listener was, unfortunately, that sexy military man just went off and went about his or her business.
It drove out of her life.
Forever. So yeah. we get a message on Facebook that says, so the person that said, let me love you to the military was my wife. It was, and then the person goes on to say, it was towards the trucks, LOL, but she did thank them for their service.
I don't know how to feel.
I don't know how to feel because I don't think I entirely believe that. Because we saw the original text. The text did not necessarily, and we just told you the original text. The text didn't necessarily allude to any sort of loving of trucks.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And the only thing, we didn't really know anything about her either. So, like, unless she confessed and said, oh, I was who they were talking about to him. Like, I don't know.
I don't know either. Unless, yeah, I mean, she could have followed up with her husband and said, hey, were you listening to Ben and Kelly? They talked about me on the radio.
Yes.
Maybe she wanted to head it off first before it got to him through different, you know, forms of communication. So she just headed it off in the past and said, hey, you hear Ben and Kelly, they read a text message I had sent them. Ha ha ha. I was just talking about the trucks. Crickets.
Okay.
Crickets.
So maybe there was a little bit of pride, but there was a little bit of, I got to do some damage control.
That's what I'm thinking.
But she was so anonymous, though. I mean.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was all damage control.
Okay.
So
I like it.
Anyways, we could be in the middle of a marital dispute right now.
I think it's fine.
All right.
I think it's going to be fine. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I feel like it's fun, though. Okay.
Kelly's giving the thumbs up.
I don't like scandal.
I know. I immediately went, oh, he is buying what she apparently told him. Oh, I was just loving on the trucks.
That's a hot truck.
Who texts us to say they love trucks?
Well, again, I think the shred of evidence that might help the case is that she didn't know who was driving.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The gender of who was driving.
Sure.
She was just attracted to the situation.
She was attracted to the situation. Sure.
I don't know.
Situational attraction. All right.
I'm just happy she included us.
I am too.
In a moment.
I'm glad and I feel more fulfilled knowing that
we're
a part of her life somehow.
Yeah, and I love the follow-up. Like, you know, these moments happen, people tell us about them, and then we need some sort of follow-up, and this is our follow-up.
Yeah, hey guys, just so you know, that was my wife. She was talking about trucks.
She's fun.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I like it.
And I'm like,
she does sound fun.
Trucks, buddy. That's right.
You know?
Wink, wink.
Hey, maybe never mind. I was going to say, maybe it had something dangling from the trailer hitch.
Oh, truck nuts? Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe that was the case.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. On the show today, we got plenty of setting the bar, plenty of Florida, plenty of Indiana, plenty of other things to occupy your Monday here as we kick off another week of radio shows here on the 99.7 DJX. So
there's also plenty of accidental famous nudity, maybe.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, if you happen to be on social media yesterday, you got an eyeful.
You got a Captain America eyeful.
Sure, we'll explain. Is that your feel good? Because that's what we got coming up next. That's not your feel good, right? We'll have to save that.
No. It's going to be a bonus.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to save that.
There's an actual feel good.
All right, coming up on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
So, a group of cyclists in California out on a ride. They found a wallet and a ton of $100 bills scattered all around the area.
Wow.
So, they kind of started gathering up the bills, some smaller. Found in the wallet, driver's license, bank cards, few receipts that were dated from the previous day. Turns out they found $4,000 in $100 bills.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Ended up finding the owner on Facebook. Were able to reach out via a mutual friend. Within a couple of hours, the guy got his wallet and his money back.
Dang.
So here's the story. The owner of the money told them that he left it on the back of his flatbed truck when he stopped for gas and notice it was missing until hours later. He was going to be buying a trailer with that money. I mean, I get the sweats if I let a 30% off coupon expire. I can't imagine.
Have you ever left your wallet or your purse on top of your car and drove off?
God, knocking on wood. No.
I did that with my wife. I left, she had handed me her wallet or something when she was getting in the car. I set it on top of our car.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Drove off with her wallet on top of our car. And it stunk because she had just gotten paid from a gig.
Oh,
and so I know it was horrible. It was like everything you wish wouldn't happen happened. We wound up getting the wallet returned to us. It was shoved through the mail slot in our apartment. Her ID was still there, but none of the credit cards, none of the money, none of that was there. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a harsh lesson to learn.
Never again. And it felt bad because it was me who did it. It wasn't her. It was like me.
Well, and I was going to say, and then did you forever be able to tell her, hey, don't give me anything to hold?
Right, never.
I can't be trusted.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Exactly. We'll tweet out that story, by the way, if you want to read more about it, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, if you were around the internet yesterday, you definitely saw maybe more than what you bargained for from Captain America. Chris Evans, when doing a game of Heads Up, you know that game where you put your phone on your head and it gives a word that the other person has to kind of describe, and it videotapes it so you can then post it after it's finished.
And so if you get it right, you tip it down.
Yeah, you tip it down, and then it continues on. You get it wrong, you tip it up, and whatever. You see how many.
Yes.
It's kind of like the last word game, kind of.
Exactly.
So anyway, so he goes and uploads his little game, and apparently he didn't trim the clip, which it was news to me that you had to trim it. Like, I thought it was just all self-contained, and apparently Chris Evans thought so too, because when he uploaded the video, apparently it also included a gallery of videos and pictures from his camera roll, which included a picture of his little Captain America.
No!
And when I say little Captain America, I mean it was standing at attention.
Oh, God!
So he quickly realized, and I'm sure someone sent it to him immediately, said, dude, you got to take this down. And so he took it down, but it wasn't.
Not before
the internet grabbed it, screenshotted it, and sent it all over the place.
Oh, gosh.
Now it is the newest member of the Avengers, as some were calling it. the most fantastic of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All the names.
So plenty of memes were thrown around and circulated the internet after Chris Evans accidentally uploaded a nude of him to the internet.
That is, because at first when I saw the headline, I thought, oh, wow, he was playing the game naked. So when he pointed
he
down,
swiped down.
You could kind of see his lap.
Right.
But no, it was, oh boy. Which means then that he was taking sassy pictures.
He was. And who is he sending them to?
Exactly.
Right.
I haven't heard he's dating anyone. Maybe this is his method of trying to find a date.
Everybody's got their own method, right?
I will say that's never worked on me.
So there were plenty of people who then started flooding Chris Evans with pictures of him with puppies, pictures of him, you know, and trying to make him, I guess, feel better by showing him pictures of him doing great things.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, oh, that's great. You know, the internet's great. And then I couldn't help but remember, do you remember like several years ago when when Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
When someone hacked her iCloud and posted nudes from Jennifer Lawrence from her camera roll?
Yes, her sassy pictures meant for her boyfriend, yes.
Right. And it was exactly the opposite. It was not, people didn't flood her with like pictures of her and puppies and things like that to try to make her feel good. And I'm okay, this is a little bit different.
Shamed.
Yeah. So hopefully, this is what I like to think, the internet has matured and has gotten better since the Jennifer Lawrence days.
You think this is the maturing of the internet?
I don't know.
I feel like it's horrendous double standard.
Oh, well, yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's a horrendous double standard.
Again, a good lesson that if you don't want anyone to see sassy photos, maybe we don't take them.
Yeah, I have to, like, my wife sees the photos that I take because it uploads directly to our cloud account.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And so there have been times when I've taken a photo, I'm like, oh, I got to delete that real quick.
Exactly. Yes. No, I make sure I do not take photos that I would be massively embarrassed for the world to see.
Sure.
That is how I conduct my life.
All right.
And it's served me well so far.
Okay. So it is the newest member of the Avengers, a.k.a. Captain America and Chris Evans. That was probably what you saw floating around and trending yesterday.
Thank goodness the Captain America had the shield and not Thor's hammer, because that could have been, I feel like, a little worse.
Yeah. Okay. We give you setting the bar stories that set the bar for your day very low. Okay. So you can go about the day and whatever happens to you, maybe you turn in an assignment late or you get pulled over by the police, or you are
late for work.
Yeah, you stub your toe or something. You can look back on this moment and say, hey, you know what? At least I didn't do that. So to Indiana we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without pulling your pants down outside in Arby's, you're doing okay.
Why exactly are we pulling our pants down outside Arby's? Was it an oopsies? Did we forget our belt?
Do we know where Warsaw, Indiana is? Is that up by?
We do. I drive through there to get to my hometown.
Okay, to Warsaw, Indiana. We go where 30-year-old Lucas, he is now facing some public nudity charges after he stood in the left turn lane on US 30 there in front of Arby's, pulled his pants down, exposing himself.
Oh, gosh.
So this isn't really the first time Lucas has had a run-in with the law. He previously likes to yell at traffic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he just unlike the noise? Are they going too fast for him?
Think there could be the DRUGS involved in that, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Kids, that's bad.
Here's a part of the arrest report that I found humorous. Lucas told police that if anybody actually saw his genitals, quote, they would have liked it.
That's great. I'm going to go ahead and disagree, though. I don't really like to see that on anybody, to be honest. I feel weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to go throughout my day without seeing it.
I mean, I would imagine there is, he has the meats sort of joke wrapped in there somewhere, right?
Oh, I'm sure you can make up your own we have the meats joke.
Yeah. But we're above that as a morning show.
Of course. That is so beneath us.
Way too blue for this morning show.
You could just make it see it's a fill in the blank joke.
That's right.
For you.
So again, Indiana, thank you for making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without, pulling your pants down outside an Arby's, you're doing okay. But according to Lucas, had you seen it, you would have liked it.
Nay, Lucas. Let's go ahead and assume that nobody wants to see total strangers' nakedness.
All right, there you go. That's setting the bar.
In public.
99.7 DJX. All right, do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
I'm going to warn you, this story and video will instantly send you to the ugly cry for the best reasons.
Mm.
So these siblings, thought that they were getting a surprise of some stuffed animals.
Okay.
But instead, it was their six-year-old brother, Zechariah, whom they hadn't seen in 147 days Ooh. While he was getting chemo.
Oh, my gosh.
Open!
Oh, they're all hugging. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's here. The pure joy
Love that.
On this family's face is just unbelievable. You've got to see this one. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. Just if you need something that just gives you the feels for all the right reasons.
Sure.
This is it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So good.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that. Feel goods. We do those every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. You know what I was thinking, and I saw this stat, and I was wondering if this is going to change over the next few years, just with how offices are set up and how workplaces are now. But I saw this stat that almost half of office workers have had a workplace romance.
Half?
Yes.
That sounds very high.
Yes.
That's way higher than what I would have thought.
And about a fifth of them are still together. Now, I will admit that I married an office romance.
Look at that.
I know. My wife and I, we got together and saw each other while we were working together. So,
it's a sub shop, wasn't it? Called Grinders?
Yes.
Cute.
Yes, it was.
I love it.
A percentage of people have had three or more flings with people that they work with on a day-to-day basis. About 10 months is what you can expect for an office romance. But I was sitting there looking at this stat going, I wonder how that's going to change, because there are going to be people who meet their future spouse at work, like me.
That's true. Nowadays, and wherever you can find love, it's rare. Then you got to jump at it. But when it's at the workplace, there can be some complications, especially if that's a no-no, according to the handbook of your employer.
Yeah, for sure. And most of the office romances were from people who were at the same rung.
Right.
In the company.
It's way more complicated if there's different levels of hierarchy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Now, have you... I was going to say, you've worked... you didn't want to... Are you saying that because I know?
Well, listen. There was a hierarchy difference.
I know. And it was a long time.
Situation.
It was a long time before you met your loving husband.
Very long time ago.
Yes.
And it was like a couple of weeks, and that was about it.
And listen, she's not talking about me. Like,
nope.
This is not, Kelly and I have never seen each other naked. We've not gone down that path. It's fine.
I've seen you in various states of undress, but that's a different story.
That's different altogether.
It's a different story. No, yes, no. It was.
It was one of those.
There you go. It's just a couple weeks. Yeah.
Just, you know what?
I was going through a breakup.
Letting that person know that they were very special.
They were appreciated. And they got a really good grade on the internship.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, now people are going to think I'm terrible. He ended up working as a salesperson here for a very long time.
I know.
He's great.
I was going to let you say that part. I didn't want to drop the old intern thing, but our internship program was definitely different back then.
It was different way back. It was a long, long, long time ago when I was actually the same age as the interns.
Gosh. Okay. All right.
That was a long time ago.
So anyways, I don't know how that's going to change as, office romances and offices are remote and all that stuff.
Well, I was going to say, when people aren't really working in the same office anymore, that's going to make it more difficult.
Going to make it a bit more difficult.
Love connections.
That's right. That internship
program.
It's going
to be Zoom love connections.
Jeez. All right. Hey, coming up. So once you get into that relationship, what's the gross thing they did that make you think, you know what? I'm with the one.
Yep, that's it. She's it.
He's
it. He's my ride or die.
Yep. I got a message from a listener. I'm going to leave his name out of it. But he was going back and forth with us, but sent us a message one night after my now wife and I got ready for bed, or my girlfriend turned out. the bedroom light, kissed me, and rolled over. But a minute later, an unmistakable sound broke the silence. Yep.
We know what it is.
She'd farted. Yeah. We'd been together for a couple years, and this was the first peep I had heard from her derriere.
The peep from her derriere.
While most people would have freaked out, she was completely mortified. I couldn't have been more relieved. Forget the pun, but the gas actually cleared the air and in a roundabout way opened the door to our engagement.
Get out.
Yeah, so that
was all it took.
Yeah, so that was.
He's like, okay, now we're at a comfort level to where I feel like this is forever.
Right.
And, oh my gosh.
And said before she had farted, a lot of fears ran through my head about the future of our relationship. And I knew that I loved her and that she was the woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, but this was it that sealed it.
That's crazy.
I know.
That is crazy. Something just like that is going to be the thing that says, this is my person.
Got a text message from a listener. We were on a road trip and I was mad at him and I can't remember why, but I catch a glimpse of him in my peripheral vision, serious as all get out, plucking nose hairs with his fingers and flinching so badly after each pull. I started laughing and my anger went away and he's been a goofball ever since. See? So what's the one gross thing that he or she did that let you know that, you know what, this is the one? This is the one.
You know, I don't know if there was any one moment like before we got married, but, and this is kind of a legendary story. Oh, my husband's going to hate it if I share it.
Okay. I mean, I'm ready.
There was something that happened that it was like we were laughing and crying for about a half an hour afterwards. I ended up having to do the army crawl to open the door. To get some air.
Ah, okay. One of those. Yeah, you know, like...
after we got married.
So, with my wife and I think it was that she was unabashedly not ashamed of using the restroom in front of me.
Okay, so she would never, like, close a door.
Like, and I remember it was that moment where like, I was in the bathroom, and she just came in and used it, and didn't care, and I was like, oh... All right.
That is saying, that's a strong message that we're comfortable now.
I know. That's right. And so I was like, okay, all right. So this could be going somewhere, I guess.
And listen, after nearly 14 years of marriage, I feel like we just got there not too long ago.
Really?
Like, we pretty much give each other space when it comes to that.
I guess everybody has their own time schedule with.
Sure.
With certain levels of comfortness, I guess.
Now, I pass through the bathroom to get to the closet many times while he's in there, you know, doing just peeing or something. And unfortunately, that happens a lot just because I got to get to the closet, you know, I'm putting clothes away.
Josh sent us a text and said, knew she was the one when she gave the dog a Dutch oven. Listen, what did the dog do? The dog didn't do anything. You leave the dog out.
This is bystander.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And we should probably get to a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do. Should we go to Florida?
It's a lovely place to be this time of year.
Yeah, Florida makes the show just about every single day, just because weird random things happen down in that state. So, we've got a couple different Florida stories that we could get to, okay?
And okay, should pace ourselves.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a choice, Kelly.
Okay.
Do you want the Florida story, the try it before you buy it Florida story? Do you want the hot tub Florida story? Or do you want the alligator Florida story?
Let's do the alligator. I'm curious about the alligator. You know, nature.
Sure. Nature. Yeah. Florida. All right. So alligators, Florida, all that coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Florida makes the show just about every single day. Today, no different. Weird, random things happen down in that state. So to Florida we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling police to take care of an alligator that is actually a pool float, you're doing okay.
So living in Florida, we know that alligators can get into some places they're not really supposed to be. Which is why someone in Polk County called the sheriff's office when they found one in their storage shed.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
Yep, alligator in the storage shed. That is scary, you're right.
Deputies responded, ready to take on this beast, only to find out this thing was a realistic-looking pool float.
Okay. Wasn't actually an animal. It was a plastic pool float that was inflated in their shed.
They had a little fun with this on social media, actually. They posted Deputy Trexler here, conquered the beast. He even knocked the wind out of it, literally.
Yeah, deflated it.
Wow.
And
I see what they did there.
Yeah, they were able to apprehend and take care of and secure the situation of the realistic-looking alligator pool float.
To be fair, I've seen a picture of this thing. It looks really realistic. However, are you not going to be aware that you have a realistic pool float in your own shed? That's my question.
Like, true.
How did this mysterious float get in there with nobody knowing?
Yeah, that is true. So, again, Florida making the show. If he can manage to make it through the day without calling police to take care of an alligator, that's actually an alligator pool float. You're doing okay.
It is kind of terrifying looking, though.
Yeah.
You got to see the picture.
Florida. We'll tweet that out, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show. Florida making the show. Kelly K.
So there's so many great videos out there. This is one of them. There's a garbage truck driver in Tampa who organized a birthday surprise for a little boy who greets him without fail, rain or shine. This kid loves watching the garbage man.
Today we're having a parade with the garbage trucks for my little friend Marlon. His birthday today. And he always, in the morning, he greets me every Monday and Thursday.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's Leroy. He loves seeing this kid's face. And so they showed up with a little parade, gave him his own garbage truck toy. And even the mayor was on hand to give him a truck-shaped birthday cake.
Nice.
How cute is that? And there's so many of these little stories out there of the kids who love watching the garbage guy come because the trucks are so fascinating with the big arms that come pick it up. And it's just the truck is cool.
So when I was little, they had like little buggies, like garbage. Like, so they had the big garbage truck that would go down the middle of the street. But then they had like little garbage buggies that they would drive back up into like your driveway. Like, you didn't have to take your garbage cans out to the sidewalk where in the neighborhood that I grew up in. And so they would just drive the little buggies back. And I used to wait for the buggies every single week because the dude would give me a quarter.
Get out.
Yeah, he gave me a quarter every single week. So I loved the garbage man. Amazing. I was like, I'm getting rich.
I love it. I'm sad that I'm never like there whenever our guys come by because, yeah, it's cool. The truck is cool. I mean, they've got truck swag. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Leroy is a great guy. You should see the whole story. It's really, really cute. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it out.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Every single hour here throughout the morning. Started getting the sweats yesterday as I realized that this weekend I'm going to be the lone adult taking my daughters down to their first dance competition in over 6 months. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was having to practice
hair.
Do the hair. Yeah. I had to practice the hair.
That's pretty intense hair that you got to take care of because there are like rules for height and stuff, right?
No, not necessarily, but all three of my daughters are Irish dancers. Now, my older two are pretty, you know, well-versed in how to do their hair. My youngest still needs help. And normally, my wife is the one who handles all the hair. And so
she's the expert.
Yeah. So we did a trial run yesterday. And
how did it go?
I mean, I was sweating.
Did you take pics?
I did. I took pics along the way, and I also took some video. And you know, it always looks. It's like one of those shows on the Food Network, where it's like Nailed It. You know?
Yes.
Where you get the professional that does it, and then you get the amateur that does it, and
you got to try to match it.
Yeah, and they don't look anything alike.
Did you nail it?
I'm not gonna say it was perfect, but I am gonna say it was better than I expected. So
okay, well, now what did Zoe feel about it?
Zoe felt okay. She felt okay with it. Yeah. So
see, because then you know she's probably stuck with the conundrum of this is Dad. He was trying his hardest. so she doesn't want to hurt his feelings.
I know.
But if it's less than what she had expected
I know.
And or hoped for.
I know, and it's part of the part of the outfit. It's part of the getup, and it's part of it's part of the look, so you know it's gotta be right. So anyways.
Oh, I'm sure Zoe's gonna look beautiful.
Thank you. I'll have to make sure that I document that over the weekend because that is gonna be the STRUGGLE. For me, as we head to our first dance competition, so
well, and their dresses are on point. These dresses are elaborate.
Yeah,
they're gorgeous. Lots of detail.
The hair has to be.
So it can make up for the hair if it's less than stellar. That's what I'm saying.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for that vote of confidence.
Less pressure, right?
All right. Coming up, Kelly and I are going to jump on Facebook at 997DJX. Try to name and list certain items in a category that we throw out. We put 30 seconds up on the clock, and whoever has the last word when the buzzer goes off, that's the winner of that round.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Coming up here in just a few minutes. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is time for the last word game where we put 30 seconds on the clock and Kelly and I go back and forth naming things in one category. The goal is to have the last word when the buzzer goes off.
That's why it's called the last word game.
Very good. Yes, it is always fun to play along. Kelly, do you want to toss out the first one or do you want me to?
Okay. I'll go ahead and toss out the first one.
Okay.
Okay. How about we do things that are invisible but you wish people could see?
Farts.
God.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Deep.
I'm shutting it down with that, right?
Ghosts.
Oh, okay. Came back pretty good. Tooth fairy.
Body odor.
You want to see that?
Yes.
Wind.
Wind? The nice smells. Flowers. Smells of flowers.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I'm chalking that one up for me.
That took way too long.
Thank you.
I'm impressed that you came back after I threw God out there. I thought, oh, that's a good one. That's going to really stump him.
Well, I still had time on the clock, Kelly. I had to keep going.
You had a lot of time.
All right, so 30 seconds on the clock.
I should have saved that.
Yeah, you should have. It's the last word game. Name alternate names for peanut butter. Ready? Go.
Nut butter. This is going to be bad.
Brown, creamy stuff.
Nut spread.
Brown goo.
Butter of nuts.
Brown butter.
Creamy peanuts.
Tan nuts.
Spreadable nuts.
Dang. I'll give you that one. That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. Okay. Spreadable nuts.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I mean, thank goodness nobody went with those options, that they stuck with peanut butter, right? It's a lot safer.
I mean, some could argue they maybe missed an opportunity.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I need my dog for the last one, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get Poppy up here.
Oh, you're actually getting, okay.
Yeah. No, I figured she should be right here because this last category.
Okay.
Things your dog would say to you in their voice.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Are you going to eat that?
Oh, mommy, I very much do not want to go to the place where they cut my nails. I do not want to go there. I do not.
I would like to go for a walk. I would.
Oh, mommy, I do very much like it when you throw that ball thing. Go throw that ball thing.
Can I sniff your crotch?
I just pooped, Mommy. Are you going to get that? Because that is disgusting.
Can I eat this poop?
Oh, Mommy, I do want a treat.
I didn't like your dog voice. I think your dog voice could have been better. I think it could have been better.
She had a couple different voices. She was like, ew.
I think it could have been better.
I mean, look at her.
It could have been better. All right. Yeah. There you go.
She's clearly not impressed with our game.
I feel like
to go back to napping.
This one was a little bit more difficult than in weeks past.
No, it was for sure. For sure. And right now she's saying, Mom, seriously, put me down. I'm sleeping.
All right. So there you go. The last word game. 30 seconds. We volley it back and forth. It's fun to play along. And now your dog is.
Look at at her. She's giving me side eye.
She can't even handle it. She's done. Get to a Florida story here real quick. Every single day, just about, we feature Florida on the show. Why? It's not because it's a nice, warm state with miles and miles of beaches. No.
But it is. That's a true statement.
It is because weird and random things happen in that state almost on a daily basis.
So, that gets it on the show.
Yep. If you can manage to make it through the day without, stealing bathing suits and then going all MTV Cribs style and dumping soap into the hot tub on your way out, you're doing okay.
Why?
These bathing suit burglars broke in and then poured Dove soap into the hot tub.
I don't know if they were trying to reenact like an MTV Cribs.
Oh, there it is. Right. MTV Cribs in full
effect.
Totally
forgot about that show.
Yeah.
Type deal or what? Thinking like this is their bachelor pad and they can just get soapy in the hot tub.
Okay. So this guy is thinking, okay, these people are getting soapy in the hot tub.
So they stole the bathing suits, put them on, and got in the soapy hot tub?
That I don't know. I really don't know. But this guy is going down a path where he's imagining what these people who stole the bathing suits at this apartment complex are doing with suds in the hot tub.
Like, there's a lack of facts, so he's got to just speculate the motivation.
Yeah. I mean, he first considers it an MTV Cribs thing.
I don't know if they were trying to reenact like an MTV Cribs type deal.
I mean,
what a reference. How long has it been since? Is that still on?
I don't know, but I don't know if I've ever seen an MTV Cribs with bubbles in a hot tub.
I haven't either.
Or what? Thinking like this is their bachelor pad and they can just get soapy in the hot tub.
Okay, what did you do, sir, in your bachelor pad that made you think that people just get and put a bunch of bubbles and suds in their hot tub?
He sounds like he has stories.
He probably does. And
I like that about him.
Maybe that's why his girlfriend next to him is just kind of, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha. I love it.
Yeah, so if you have
to. So wait, did we find the perps?
Nope, like, never did.
All right, they're still on the lam.
Yeah, so.
Got it.
Soap ended up clogging some of the jets, so the hot tub had to be drained and filled a few times to be cleaned out. So, again.
Yeah, I mean, there are bubbles from the jets. You don't need to add like any sort of soap to amp it up a couple of notches.
But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing bathing suits and then dumping a bunch of suds in the hot tub, MTV crib style, you're doing okay.
That's pretty great, though. On a scale of Florida stories, that's pretty fun.
Every single hour, Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of an amazing opportunity. I mean, it's kind of a job opportunity, but it's not. I wouldn't call this a salary.
Okay.
It's $500.
So, an opportunity to earn $500.
Yes. And eat the best burgers in the country.
Okay.
A gambling website is offering you $500 to anyone willing to serve as their professional cheeseburger tester.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The website's bonusfinder.com. They're based in Amsterdam, and they are trying to find the best cheeseburger in the United States by grading them on a variety of criteria like patty texture, patty seasoning, bun softness, bun taste, complexity of flavors used, relish and or sauce taste, cheese flavor and creaminess, and value for the money, and quality of ingredients.
Wow. You know, I feel like that's a lot of work for $500.
It is a lot of work. Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Now, you will get additional funds for travel because, if you're going to try to find the best burger in the country, you probably got to go all over the country, right?
Sure.
And they're going to give you money to buy the cheeseburgers.
Okay.
And then you got to taste them, review them. They're going to randomly select someone by October 9th. So you got to get it. If this is you, if you think, you know what, I'm so qualified to know what a good burger tastes like, then you got to get in there. Get your $500 in travel funds, which is going to be way more than $500.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't feel like they're paying you a whole lot to...
I don't think they
do a lot of work.
Like they're going to pay to fly you anywhere either. Like, you're going to have to get in the car and drive places, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm going to need it to be easier money than that to be a feel good.
Well, but you get the burgers. Does that not do it for you? Like, you like to eat.
I do like to eat.
You like the burger, right?
I like burgers, yeah.
All right.
But I feel like I need I feel like I need it to be easier.
But then you can also put on your resume, professional cheeseburger taster.
I guess.
You know? That's pretty impressive.
All right, there you go.
So we've got it up on the website, WDJX.com. We'll tweet it out too. You know, if you feel like this is you, like this is tailor-made for you, you need to apply by October 9th.
Okay, that's your feel-good question mark.
It is a feel-good. It's a feel-good. It's a chance of money and a title.
On 99.7 DJX. Is tonight the night Dancing with the Stars returns? It is tonight,
May.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah, season premiere Monday at 8. Dancing with the Stars. There it is.
You can see AJ McLean.
Anne Heche. Carol Baskin.
Carol
Baskin. Charles Oakley. Chrishell Strauss. Who's it? Jeannie Mae, Jesse Metcalf, Johnny Weir, Justina Machado, Caitlin Bristow, Monica Aldama.
Okay.
Nelly.
That might be pretty good. I want to see Nelly dance.
Nev Schulman, Vernon Davis, Sky Jackson, Tyra Banks is the host.
I will watch some videos on YouTube of some of the people that I want to see, and that's about it.
And then you got Len, Bruno, and Carrie Ann, but then you also have Derek Hough. As judge too. That's new,
yes,
right?
Which is great. I love him. I just don't know at this point I can commit to watching the entire show.
Well, I never, like, this normally was your jam. Like, you were all in on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how this all goes and how this season fares. But it's snuck up upon us, and as the premiere is tonight.
I need to also, in other TV news, preparing for The Masked Singer.
Okay.
To return on the 23rd.
Oh.
They're showing you a whole bunch of, they're revealing the first clues now. And some of these costumes are crazy. They're showing you how they're making a baby alien is going to be one of the costumes.
All right.
It's so elaborate. So I'm excited. I'm all in on that. And then The Voice is coming back October 19th.
Oh,
they've just rolled out a little sneak peek at that. Gwen Stefani makes her triumphant return. There's a lot of TV to look forward to.
It is so crazy. Like, we used to get so many stars from these reality singing competitions.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel like there have been any, at least in the pop world, that have really taken hold the past probably 10 years.
What, like winners from The Voice?
Or American Idol whatever the other ones are. Like, America's Got Talent.
Off quite a bit.
Kind of. So, anyways, all right, there's your little...
Still entertaining to watch, though.
TV Minute.
There it is.
On 99.7 DJX. Hey, we should probably get to one more Florida story.
Yeah, we probably should.
Before the end of the show. So, coming up here, it's a case where, you know, there are a ton of different stories regarding, like, well, especially when you buy a dress. I know this has been a thing for a long time, especially around Derby, because you buy a dress, you keep the tags on it, and then you return it after, you know, the party's over, so you don't have to actually buy it.
What are you talking about? People don't do that all the time.
I'm just saying it's a thing.
It has been a thing.
I'm not accusing
that so much anymore.
I'm not accusing you of doing that. I'm just saying
a little accusatory.
I know of people who have done that. So this setting the bar from Florida is kind of along those same lines, but it's what not to do. Okay.
And it's not really a dress.
Okay. Well, you're
it's
right.
Not it's the same category.
All right. So that's coming up. Setting the bar, Florida, making the show. All right. Every single day, Florida makes the show just because weird, random things happen down in that state. So
number 3 for today.
Okay.
Keep it track.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying out the product before you buy it, and you're thinking, well, what's the problem in that? I mean, lipstick.
What are we eating, some grapes at the grocery store?
Yeah. What's the problem with
what's
that?
Happening?
Yeah. When it's an adult toy and you're in the adult toy store, you're doing okay.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
No. No, ma'am. No, you put that down. Oh god. No.
Okay.
Did she bring her own batteries? Oh god.
Yeah, Teresa, she wanted to do a little test it before you buy it. Here's the thing.
Oh, god, no.
Not really sure if she ever even intended to buy it.
Oh, wow.
Entered the stock room, and that's when the employee found her.
Oh, wow.
With one of the products.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's my question, Kelly. We always say whenever someone's caught with, like, stealing meat down their pants at a grocery store, we slap a manager's special sticker on it.
We do not do that with this. We burn it. It doesn't get sticker. Sold. Sorry, this one we sacrifice. So, it's not.
I was going to say,
not an option here.
Do you sacrifice this, or do you slap a sticker on it that says gently used?
No, God, no. No, listen, in these times, they don't even let you, like, try on shoes at the store anymore. The dressing rooms are closed for a reason. We burn this. We don't put a sticker on it. We're not selling this at a discount. It is not gently used. We do not. No, set it on fire.
I will say, Teresa didn't stop when the employee came in. She only stopped when the police came. So maybe it's more than just gently used.
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
It's written like Seabiscuit.
Oh, my God.
Can I say that?
No, you can't say that.
I can't.
We're just saying that Teresa was trying it out. That's, I think, plenty. I think people understood.
No, we don't try before we buy. That is not what we do. Do they have a sign? Maybe, to be fair, maybe they didn't have a sign posted.
Maybe there wasn't a sign.
It probably wasn't a sign.
But listen, the next time you go into an adult store and you see a sign, know that it's been inspired. Maybe even by Teresa. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying out the product before you buy it when it's actually an adult toy in an adult toy store, well, you're doing okay.
No.
Florida. Slow clap for Florida today. My gosh. You just went hard. God, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. That was wrong choice of words. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We should probably get another winner for our super special superstar student spotlight, winning a Chromebook every single week. It's super easy. All you have to do, go to WDZX.com, click win, and then nominate yourself. Or you can nominate the student in your life, whether you're elementary, middle, high school, or college. So congratulations. Caitlin Bird, you're the winner. Goes to
in college. Yeah, we don't know what college, but she's in college. Congratulations.
I think she's a Bellarmine student.
Is she?
Yeah, I think so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so congratulations, Caitlin. You are the winner of a brand new Chromebook there, courtesy of your pals Ben and Kelly over here at the 997 DJX.
And listen, she doesn't even know yet.
I know. I tried calling her and she didn't pick up, but to be fair, it's, you know, before 10 o'clock, and it's also... you know, when you're in college and it's before 10, like,
she's not awake yet.
I scheduled my classes so I didn't have to wake up early.
Exactly. If you're smart, that's what you do.
That's what you do. So congratulations, Caitlin. If you want to get in on that, WDJX.com, click win. I don't know if you have perused our hot dog contest up at the website, WDJX.com, click win.
I'll be honest. I haven't, because I don't want to make my girls jealous. Like, they'll go nuts. Whenever they see a dog on the screen, they jump up at it. They can't figure out why it can't come out of the box.
I will say there has been a change at the top.
Plot twist.
Yes. The dog that was number one and riding number one for so long has been unseated.
Uh-oh.
And so there's a new number one dog so far. Now, listen, the voting is still active, so you can...
When are we cutting that off? How much longer do we have to vote?
I believe it's going to be here soon. The voting began last week, and you've got, I think, a couple weeks to get your votes in. So $250 to Feeder Supply and some Parnellis to the winner there. But yes, there is a brand new number one. If you want to see, WDJX.com, click win, and you can see and vote on the 31 pages of dogs.
31 pages? Oh, wow. That's an investment of time.
I mean, but is there really...
It's time well spent.
I was going to say.
But it's an investment of time.
Yes, but time well spent. But yeah, you can go WDJX.com, click win, and you can see that. All right. My gosh. You know what? This is one of the worst weeks, is coming back from a 4-day work week.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because you're going to feel like it's just dragged forever. I know.
It makes Monday that much worse. And it makes the weekend look that much farther away.
Yeah. So anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. If you missed anything from the show, from the myriad of Florida stories that we had, to the last word game to special office romances and all that and more. Just hit up the website, catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen.
Can I just go down really quick? Just the comments for the last word game.
Mm-hmm.
Body odor, sticky nut juice, stupid humans, and spreadable nuts.
Ah.
There you go.
Okay.
Just in case you missed it.
We'll leave it at that. All right, guys. Yeah. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
502 Traffic. Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.